Trigger Robbo Live. You can follow us on Twitter. He's the Soul Brother. He's Seth Cush. I am at Drew on the Radio, and he's the John Senning.
Is this a Lotion in the Basket dance?
No, this is New Order. Temptation. One of my favorite bands. There's a bill being introduced by Tampa Bay legislator Ralph Masullo of Lecanto, Florida. He is trying to push to change state law to prevent people who get food stamps from using them to purchase candy and soda pop. I can see both sides of this. He says that something has to be done about the rising rates of obesity in the U.S., especially among children, which is true, but you've already got people who are scraping to make ends meet to say that they can't buy a certain piece of food.
What's next? Can't have red meat?
Right. Like, we determined that fried food isn't good for you, so you can't buy anything that you can fry?
Or I tell you what, how about we don't let you go to the grocery store? We will just send you what we think you should eat.
They send them those Nutri-Loafs or whatever they serve in jail.
Or just all salads.
Right. Because we don't think you should eat certain things.
What's wrong with that? I mean, you are not going out. I mean, hypothetically, you're not going out and working for it. You are accepting a handout. That is what food stamp is, whether you deserve it or not. Why should you be getting foods that are not, you know, fundamentally good for you? And Nutri-Loaf is a big gap between no candy and Nutri-Loaf. But,
sure.
I mean, why should you be getting those things on food stamps?
Slippery slope.
Because being on food stamps is not a punishment.
Right. It's a
reward. It's not a reward either.
It's not you treat people like people and not less than people. You don't say you don't deserve a soda because you're not a real person because you're getting money from the government.
It's not about that at all.
Let's chain them to a tree in the backyard.
Because that's no candy and soda. The next step is definitely being chained to a tree.
Well, okay. Yes. So they shouldn't be eating just candy and soda, but shouldn't a kid who's on food stamps, if he does great in school, shouldn't he be able to be rewarded with his mom by a Hershey bar?
With food stamps, no.
Interesting.
So here's the thing. 5-7-9-1-0-2-5. If you're on food stamps, you no longer, you've given up the right, because you're worthless.
Right.
You're not worthless. You just haven't worked for the money that you've been given. You're not worthless. Actually, you just didn't work for it.
Actually, most people on food stamps are working.
Well, they didn't work for those food stamps.
Because they pay taxes with the job that they do have, and it goes to a program called food stamps for people that need them.
Take the money that you actually earned from your job that you supposedly have and use that for the candy bar, not the government money.
So you have a problem. Well, the government is for the people. They are people. If you have a problem with people receiving food stamps, but let's find some worms in space.
No, I'm not supporting finding worms in space with government money.
What's the difference between a candy bar, soda, and a frozen pizza? I mean, none of those things are good for you.
Right. They're just different levels of good for you. It's up to the parent, I believe, to decide the nutritional value of food. And when you're on food stamps, it seems to be a bit elitist to say, we have determined that these foods are no good for you, therefore you can't treat
people
your kid.
People do that all the time. They judge people. Oh, you're on food stamps. I got to wait in line behind this person. They're getting steak, and I work every day, and I don't have steak.
How is it elitist? How is it elitist for you to think that a candy bar should not be something that's purchased with a program that is meant to give nourishment to children families or whatever it is.
Not necessarily nourishment, but food. And you're saying that a kid, you just said it, a parent shouldn't be able to reward their kid with a candy bar that they bought from a food stamp? It's a parent rewarding a kid.
With money that they technically did not earn.
They did too earn the money.
How did they earn it if they don't have a job or they can't make enough money?
Look. People who are on food stamps, it's not that they're necessarily unemployed. They're on this program because they don't make enough money from their job.
Okay, and so you say they didn't make enough money for their job. Okay,
right.
Okay, so then they have a job as well. So take the money that you did earn from your job and use that for the candy, not the government money.
But now you're telling them what they can and cannot buy with their food stamps.
You're saying is that like they're not contributing to the program that gives them the food stamps.
Okay, Kevin, I get it. In the situations that where they have the money and they have another job, use the money from the job for the extras like soda and candy.
These people pay a percentage of taxes more than your president. How much did he pay? We don't know.
Let's get Courtney. She has abused the food stamp system. Courtney, have you indeed illegally bought food stamps?
I have.
Shame on you. How'd you do that?
Yeah. Well, I just kind of found someone who had them and they weren't using them, I guess, for food for their family. So I kind of took advantage of that and bought them from them. So I would give them like $100 and they'd give me $200 worth of food stamps.
Oh, that's a deal.
So then what'd you buy with the food stamps?
Candy?
Whatever I had on the meal plan for that week. I don't know. I mean, sometimes, yeah, candy.
All right. Do you think that they should be able to buy candy with food stamps?
I think it's at the parents' discretion. You know, it's like you said about the frozen pizza. I agree. You know, it's not any better than a candy bar, in my opinion. So right, I don't see why it should be forbidden.
Right on. Thank you.
At this point, if you can't have healthy food, I would be the only person that could thrive on food stamps by getting hummus and veggie burgers.
Right. You would be the healthiest food stamp recipient.
You're damn right.
But what do we start saying then? You can only buy healthy food on food stamps?
In the state of Florida, you can only get food assistance for 3 months in a 3-year period if you're not working.
Okay. So these aren't people just sitting at home.
Right. Exactly.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Now, I saw a guy who would beg for money off the side of 275, and he got into a Lamborghini Countach and drove away. Bill says you cheat the system in multiple ways. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing good, Drew. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. How do you cheat the system, sir?
I either find somebody to buy them from me, or I stand at the grocery store and ask to purchase their groceries, therefore taking the cash. So I find people I know to do that.
All right.
And to rebut what the person sounding very uninformed over there is, I've paid taxes for 40-something years. And when it come down to when I needed some help, I relied on my taxes that I paid to help me get through some lean times. And the majority of the people do not buy candy with their food stamps. I don't understand where he's coming from with that.
Do you think
I
that
have
people
to work a certain amount to qualify? They don't just give it to you because you're a U.S. citizen. You have to qualify.
Sure. Do you think that that people should be allowed to buy candy bar and soda on food stamps, Bill?
I think. Thank you. I think you should be able to do whatever you want to if you're 21 and a consenting adult.
Right. I got you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Bill, and I hope we hear from you again. Great call.
Thank you.
727-579-1025.
That's the thing I just don't understand is candy and soda, those aren't the only two unhealthy options out there.
Right.
But I want to know from John if he sees candy and soda as a reward and it's not so much that you have to just buy healthy food.
It's not, to me, it's not about a reward. It's about you are getting assistance no matter what the circumstances are. Mm. And with that assistance, you should, I think personally, that should be to help you with the essentials. And I think we can all agree that soda and candy are not healthy and would not be considered an essential.
Well, they're not essential, no, but I'm not going to fault a parent because they want to give their kid a Welch's grape soda from time to time.
So you're saying you need, all I'm hearing is you need help, so you shouldn't have soda and candy because you're on this program.
I'm saying that because you do need the help, where's the
shame in needing the help? That's the benefit of living in a great country.
Shaming anybody.
Yeah, you are. You keep saying, oh, well, you need help, so you don't deserve soda and candy.
It's not that they deserve it. They should just not be able to use that money for things that are not essential.
It's not like they're getting beer and cigarettes.
No, they shouldn't.
Well, what's next? What's next? First, we let them have candy and soda, and what's next? Next thing you know, it's beer and it's cigarettes and booze.
That's already not a part of the program.
I don't even think they can buy, and forgive my ignorance, I don't think they can buy ready-to-meat meals for some reason, which is really dumb. Like meals that are like ready to just warm up and cook, I don't think they can buy those, which I find ridiculous.
John, do you think like having dessert at the end of a meal, I mean, would you consider that an essential?
No.
You wouldn't? Not even like for when you have kids? Like a little dessert after dinner?
So because their parents need assistance, they shouldn't get to experience chocolate pudding? They shouldn't get like a little dessert, a little hope at the end of dinner?
That's only for people that are working and not a burden on the system.
Like a little ice cream snack cup?
Like a really cheap popsicle.
I mean, you're not going to get me to change what I think. I mean, right or wrong, I just think that this money should be used for, you know, that for your four, the things that you really need.
I don't know if we can use the word think.
Like mom and dad need assistance, so I'm sorry. We would give you a little bit of dessert, but
it's not that kid's fault. I'm sorry that in some roundabout way you feel like the child's being punished.
How do you explain it to the child why he can't ever taste the dessert?
Why they can't ever taste the dessert? So now you said that is just
to
help
the child.
People.
I'm the child. Yeah, you're telling me why I can't
get
dessert.
This kid.
Like, let's say, John.
Yeah.
Let's say, because you've got a sweet tooth, John. So let's say you've fallen on hard times.
Hi, Mr. Man.
And they've passed this law where you can't buy anything with a certain amount of sugar.
Donald.
So explain. explain to your son that he can't have
Daddy,
it.
Daddy, why can't I have dessert tonight?
Well, things are just tough right now, just with the way that I'm getting my money right now, I really just have to put that towards, you know, the main parts of the meal, the meat, the veggies, and you know, I've got some nice iced tea, or how about a glass of water? But someday
Daddy,
soon,
I want chocolate ice cream with chocolate syrup.
Well, you know, chocolate ice cream's not really really good for you, little guy.
Daddy, can I ask you a favor? Can you take some of that green stuff that you smoke and sell it and get me some chocolate ice cream, please? Pretty please. I want some chocolate ice cream, Daddy. You smoke the marijuana. You're smoking up my ice cream money.
What about Girl Scout cookies? Do they accept food stamps or supporting a good cause?
Only on the s'mores. Tyler, you say there are back ways to use the stamps for the cigs and the booze?
Yes, I actually know a couple corner stores that people have actually been able to use their food stamps to be able to buy cigarettes and beer and alcohol and stuff like that.
Huh. How do they do that?
I mean, it's just pretty much, I think it's pretty much up to the cash register. I'm not sure exactly how they ring it up, but I guess to them it's cash to them, so they just ring it up and they slide it their food stamps card and it just goes through. I've been on a couple occasions with people that have actually done that. I'm standing there with them, and they've done it. It's like, wow, I can't believe it.
Yeah, you
it's
know, crazy. I was watching this guy who was panhandling off 275, and when he was done at the end of the day, he got into his own private Learjet and flew back to back home to Malibu, California. SBK?
Well, you can't buy pet food with food stamps either.
You can't?
No, you can't.
Oh.
Well, why should you deserve a pet? You're in a program.
It brings me happiness.
All right, here's a question for John. This is my new favorite thing is pitching food items to see if they're okay or not.
Right.
Okay, Zeke, and this is good because I use this too. Zeke says, what if your kid has an upset stomach and needs a ginger ale?
Soda pop. Warm ginger ale really settles the tummy.
Ginger ale? Is that now being prescribed by doctors?
Well, I mean, you know, it's known that the ginger helps settle a tummy issue.
Helps my tummy.
Can you, I don't know this answer. Can you use food stamps to buy certain medications? Maybe get the kids some Tums and call it a day.
Those tropical Tums. I eat those all the time.
Ginger ale so much cheaper.
Yeah. Tropical flavor Tums are delicious.
You eat Tums are disgusting.
No, not tropical fruit flavor.
Tropical anything is horrible.
No way, you can't buy vitamins or medicines on food stamps either.
Damn. I mean, it's not, they make it sound like these things will buy you anything. It sounds like there's a lot of restrictions
can't
already.
Can't buy household goods. You can't buy toilet paper.
No toilet paper?
No, that's not nutritious.
That's why people are out there trading.
Damn. Dave, you think most people with food stamps don't earn them. What are you basing that on, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Oh. I'm saying enlighten me because I feel like, well, maybe I do, but it's because I don't know any better. I don't know not to think that. I've never been in the program, so
me either.
This is kind of the first time I'm hearing that most people who are on food stamps actually do work.
Well, Kevin
used the phrase, most people who are on food stamps actually probably work.
Well, that's because I did.
I'd love to believe that.
Sir,
is that
I did
true?
A,
is that a real
okay,
stat?
Keep talking, keep talking. I did a Google. Right. I don't know anything about food stamps either. I did a simple Google.
Yeah, and that's where he got the information.
Good enough for me. I believe it.
Okay. Thanks, sir. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Appreciate the phone call. And that is not Courtney. Drew Grabo Live. Who's this?
This is Blair.
Blair, what do you think about food stamps?
Well, actually, going back to what the other guy said about being able to get cigarettes and alcohol, what they do actually is on the old school machines, they would just type in the amount of whatever the food it was that you were getting cost. And they would just charge the food stamps card that way. So those little corner stores will actually just kind of sneak the amount on there, say that it was something else of the same amount, and charge the food stamps card so you can get cigarettes and alcohol.
I got you. I appreciate it. Representative Ralph Masullo of Lecanto introduced a bill that would add soft drinks and candy to a list of items that cannot be bought with EBT cards issued as part of the federal supplemental nutritious assistance, along with alcohol, gambling, slot machines, commercial bingo halls, and adult entertainment. So they can't buy porn with it either.
The whole thing is, the whole thing's flawed.
Well, right. No one makes a diet out of candy and soft drinks.
Correct.
If you want to say they have no nutritional value. Also, there's studies that you can do a simple Google and find out what red meat will do to your diet. So you don't have a problem with me getting a soda, which will probably be something I enjoy once, but I can eat red meat every day and that's cool.
Right. Or what about those ramen noodles packets that you get that have like 1,500 grams of sodium per package?
Sodium bomb is what it is.
It's basically elevating your blood pressure the minute it goes into your body.
Yeah, but don't have a Snickers.
Can't eat that.
Hot Pockets, okay. Reese's, not okay.
And just to let you know, the nutritional value of a Snickers is on par with a baked potato.
Yep. And what are you going to do when your kid's birthday rolls around and you're on the EBT? What, you can't get him a birthday cupcake? One birthday cupcake?
You got to ask John. That's our new subject. Ask John. Your favorite benchmark. Ask John.
It's my birthday. Can I have a cupcake with the EBT card?
I think maybe I'll whip you up one of those meatloaf cupcakes. Meatloaf with a mashed potato frosting. That sounds good.
I want a sweet. I want something sweet, Dottie.
How about a PB&J? That seems sweet enough.
You're the one who left Mommy. I wish I lived with Mommy and her new boyfriend.
Your mother's a whore.
I know, but I wish I lived with her. I sure do miss her. So many brothers and sisters I've never met.
Chris, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. We're talking about food stamps. Fun topic.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I don't think people should be able to get candy bars on food stamps at
Why
all.
Not, sir?
Because it creates that sense of comfort. You're supposed to be able to get it hard. You're supposed to want to go out and get more. So if you candy bars is not a necessity. You know?
Well, nothing's a necessity except for water and that Nutri-Loaf. But, I mean, if a little kid wants to get a little Three Musketeers from time to time, I'm not saying that's all he should eat, but the kid didn't ask for that lot in life. His parents are disadvantaged. Why should he be prevented from just having a candy bar from time to time?
Well, that should give his parents motivation to get up and get a job and get off of food stamps.
Damn, there is no empathy in the audience. That is for sure.
You did
Thank
hear
you.
When we said that you have to have a job right. to food stamps.
A better job.
Yeah.
There's a lack of empathy so going on here.
So we don't need to eat tonight.
I don't understand why the answer to the question is not, so if you have to have a job, why can't you utilize the money that you are making from your job for your soda and your candy?
Obviously, you're not making enough money to be able to buy everything you need, so that's why you're on the program.
Right.
So
that money's going to diapers and rent.
The stuff that you can't buy with food stamps.
Marijuana. 727-579-1025 and 800.
You can't pay for daycare, which is a huge burden to a lot of people. You can't pay for medical expenses.
City bus.
You can't pay for child support. You can't pay for your utility bill.
Nope.
All of that is where you're spending your money.
Listen, if John was on food stamps, he would be buying ice cream sandwiches, Korean
Klondikes.
Egg rolls, weed. I mean, let's be real here.
Ben and Jerry's.
Let's be honest. I am probably most definitely eligible for food stamps.
Go apply for them.
Maybe I'll look into it.
And then we'll go over your purchases and tell you what.
Can we go shopping with you if you get all the stamps?
It's all crap.
All right, everybody, we're going to do a phone cleanse. Go ahead and tell us what you called for now. Go.
WIC checks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Did he say WIC checks? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. WIC checks.
WIC checks?
WIC. It's an assistance that mothers of newborns get, and they're very stringent on what they can buy with it. 100% fruit juice, 2% milk.
Right.
So it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
No, it's a totally different program.
Yeah, sorry, though. Thank you, though. Appreciate the call, everybody. Thank you.
It was fun.
Thank you. Why is he still there?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.